This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A little more than a week after the White House revoked the press credentials of CNN correspondent Jim Acosta following a heated exchange between Acosta and President Trump, a federal judge has ordered that the White House must immediately return those credentials. CNN lawyer Ted Boutros.
This is a great day for the First Amendment in journalism. We're very excited to have Mr. Acosta be able to go back and get his hard pass and report the news about the White House.
Numerous media organizations, newspapers, and networks back CNN's legal effort, with more than a dozen filing statements of support with the court. Government attorneys contend that Acosta's conduct prevented the White House from conducting an orderly news conference, and suspending his White House press pass does not violate the U.S. Constitution. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders interpreted the judge's decision as one that makes clear there is no absolute First Amendment right to access the White House. Dozens of people died in the devastating wildfires in Northern California's Butte County, while more than 600 people still remain unaccounted for. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Officials are making public the list of hundreds of people missing so that those who were able to flee the fast-moving wall of fire can notify authorities they're safe. But there were deaths in evacuations, like this scene described by the California Highway Patrol.
The officer discovered remains of one person inside the vehicle, which had been completely destroyed by fire.
And that's where Patrick Dodson comes in. He's with another search and rescue department, but he and a team of volunteers are going lot to lot in Paradise, looking for evidence.
Our hope is that if there are missing people, we can find them and bring some closure to people that need that.
Looking for things like teeth, dental appliances, or wheelchair parts to try to make a positive identification match. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News.